The sermon this morning is based on the reading that we had, our epistle reading, out of 1 Peter chapter 2. We're really going to focus on that verse 16, especially this morning. Verse 16, 1 Peter 2 says, "Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Peter says there, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but he says, living as servants of God. And that's like the main phrase. That's who you are, living as servants of God. That we're going to kind of reverse the order of those three phrases and think first of this living as servants of God. And if you'd like to follow the little outline, it's on the back page. Point one, living as servants of God. This word servant turns up a lot in the scriptures. Jesus is the holy servant, the suffering servant. And also, Christians are called servants of God, and so also the Old Testament people of God, the servants of God. And that understanding is very, very important, just that concept, because you really, the same word can be translated slave. You are this of God, a servant, a slave of God. The first point, A, is that means we belong to God. A Christian belongs to God. The concept of Redeemer of Israel, that God redeemed people out of slavery, called them out of slavery from the Egyptians into the Promised Land, that Jesus is our Redeemer. It is just as our English concept has, you redeem, you buy back something. Jesus redeemed us with his holy, precious blood. He buys us back. Once we belonged to Satan and sin, now we belong to him. He has redeemed us. Those last words in the cross are just so filled with meanings. It is finished. I have redeemed you fully. The price is paid. I'm still on A there. It's a long A. We, as people of God, we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to him. And he shows us what it means to be a Christian man and woman, boy and girl. He shows us what that means. But we don't belong to ourselves. We don't decide what is good, what is right, what is the meaning of life on our own. We belong to him. And that's part of being a servant of God. And we don't belong to the world. But Jesus taught this many times. He called his disciples out of the world. We live in the world, but not of the world. We don't belong to the world. So whatever the world says is right or wrong or better or worse, we listen to God first. And what he says, if the world agrees with God's word, then fine, but sometimes and oftentimes the world does not. We don't belong to that. We belong to God. The little subpoint B there. Not only do we belong to God, but we think as God thinks. It's a little bit different, isn't it? It's a little bit deeper. You can call yourself a Christian. Do you think and feel as a Christian, our inner spiritual life? Living as servants of God, Peter wrote. That means you belong to God, but that our thinking belongs to God and our speaking belongs to God and it aligns with God. Yes, what God says in Scripture is right, is good. What Jesus teaches, I go along with that. I believe that. That is also what I value. Today in the Bible class before church, we're looking at Acts. And those of you who were there, remember what we read out loud together? We're not reading too much. We're all wearing masks, so I do most of speaking with a microphone. But we got to one phrase in Acts chapter 11, one verse, and I'll read two verses before it, Acts 11:25. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. This is the sentence in. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. Think of that. The name Christian was first applied, taken up by the disciples of Jesus Christ. That is who I am, Christian. It's not just a category on a national survey. I am Christian. I follow Jesus. I belong to Jesus. That is a self-understanding that St. Peter says, that is who you are. You're a servant of the living God. You are a Christian. And he calls us to that. How is that possible? We could look at a lot of places in Scripture that explain that. But one place is from 1 Corinthians 12, just verses 2 and 3. Paul wrote, "You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led." Verse 3. "Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit." When we say Jesus is Lord, and that Jesus is my Savior, Jesus is my Redeemer, and God is my Father, that is the Holy Spirit in us saying, believe this. You are a servant of God. You can say this. Jesus is for you. That is the Holy Spirit working in us. Peter also said in verse 16, live as people who are free. Live as people who are free. I'm free in Christ. What might that look like? One example, short example. One short example, not the only, but one short example is the very next verse, verse 17. It just follows the train of thought there. I read 16 and verse 17 from 1 Peter 2. Our verse we're thinking about, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. And then he says, honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. That's what it looks like. Honor everyone, no matter who they are. Respect them. Maybe pray for them. Think well of them, no matter who they are. Love the brotherhood. That's Christians, fellow Christians. Love them. Love one another. Christ taught his disciples the night before he died. Love one another. Fear God. If you catch me in my moments of despair, sometimes what's going on in our culture, you will hear me say this. No one is fearing God anymore. No one is broad. But fear God, that means there is a God that we are accountable to. Even if I'm not caught for doing evil or something bad, God still knows. Fear Him. Know there is a God. And honor the emperor. The emperors weren't too nice to Christians. But Peter and Paul say, honor the emperor. And we know even Jesus was persecuted by the leaders, but he honored them. So know that these institutions are gifts of God, as flawed as they are, as problematic as they are. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. That's what part of our Christian freedom is. We are free to do those things. And then the last point. Freedom is not cover up for evil. These things in verse 17 we just reviewed, those you can do, and people say, that's a good person. That person is a good church member, or that person honors and respects everyone, or that person is a good believer in God, or that person is a good citizen. Those things are seen, and people can appreciate it and respect it. But here, St. Peter is saying something in addition, something. Okay, in your freedom as a Christian, don't just do something and think you can cover up, think you can get away with something and cover it up. That's not what our freedom is for. Our freedom is for doing good things. Our freedom is not to do bad things that we can get away with. There is a saying, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I'm not sure about that. No, we need to talk to one another. We need permission. We don't just say, I'll do it anyways, and if I get in trouble, then I'll ask forgiveness. Think about that. Think about, if I get caught, then I'll ask for forgiveness. Peter said your freedom is not for cover-up, but for doing good openly. And that little last point under three there, or next to three, evil in our lives is to be repented of, turn, and then forgiven. We have evil. We do evil. We do something thinking if we get caught, then we'll ask for forgiveness. We don't honor people. We don't fear God. Whatever it may be in our lives, then that evil that is there, Jesus doesn't want it to stay there. That's not why he died. But why he died was that we would repent, that we would turn from that evil. And we would come to see, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that way I was doing, that was not a servant of God. That way was not a disciple of Jesus. That way was not Christian. I turn from that. Jesus, forgive me. Help me. Help me do it your way. It's not a small thing to live as servants of God. It's a very big thing. It's a lifelong thing. And as we go through different stages in life, You can see that living as servants of God means different things in different times and different places. Always to obey God and honor neighbor and fellow human beings, to love the brotherhood. It's always that, but the particulars. That in my case, I have to do this and this. And in her case, she's going to have to do this and this. All fearing God, honoring, loving, honoring one another, loving one another. But it's a challenge as we get to different points in life and different situations. And yet, God is God, and his son has died and risen again. And whatever our situation may be, we can bring it to him in prayer and saying, Jesus, I've sinned, forgive me. Jesus, I don't even know what to do here, lead me. Jesus, I'm praying for that person there. Forgive him, forgive her, lead him or her. We have a God who loves us and knows all things, and as the psalmist said, has all the names of all the stars. He knows what to do in our lives. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for loving us so much. You sent your son. And in your son, Jesus Christ, we are made your sons and daughters. We ask you to give us the strength to live up to this faith, this honor you've put upon us by being your sons and daughters. Show us the right things to say and do in our lives. Change our hearts always to be more like you. And Heavenly Father, bless what we will do today and tomorrow and all days. Help us to do all these things in your name, in the name of Jesus, and for the good of many people. These things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the name of your Holy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.